Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Roots of the Game. As the PGA Championship being played at Kiawah Island this week gets underway on Thursday, and a new wrinkle for the guys while they're playing, they can use their range finders. This is something obviously very common in the amateur game and can use them during college tournaments and that sort of thing, but they are not permitted during most PGA Tour events, but the PGA of America has said, hey, yeah, it's all right to use them this week. While most of the field is made up of PGA Tour pros, there are a few PGA of America pros that have made their way in through their national tournament qualifier. Most of them are not used to in tournament play using their range finders, and these are people of creatures of habit kind of idea. They're used to their routines. They've got high quality caddies, and that can really be a big difference between somebody that's just barely making cuts and somebody that is winning, is the caliber of the caddy. So how will the range finders actually be used? You've seen some comments of players that think it'll slow down play because they'll still go through their normal routines and be double, triple, quadruple checking the numbers if they're using the range finder. And then also even Tony Finau just recently said that he didn't even realize that range finders were going to be allowed. Granted, all these guys, while they're out playing kind of just fun games, while they're back at home taking a week off from the tour, more than likely use them. So they're accustomed to using them, but just not when it really matters. Just their kind of side betting games. So would love to hear what you think about whether the winner will be a rangefinder user or just using his usual looper.